this week? Is this a Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosef?
No, I was in Niagara 2 days ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So he had a whole crowd of people and he asked, do you think I could do this? Do you think I can get across? Oh, yeah, you could do it. And he crossed. And then he wanted to come back on a unicycle. So he asked the crowd, who thinks I could do this? Who believes that I could do this? And he comes back across on a unicycle. And he says, who thinks that I could do this on a unicycle pushing a wheelbarrow? And they're like, for sure, yeah, you could do it. Big roar in the crowd. And then he says, and who wants to go in the wheelbarrow? It's very quiet. Because this is sometimes how our emunah b'Hashem works. Yeah, but when it comes down to it. And this could be connected to Pesach shtickel, because we're sitting here in the Golus and we're feeling the Geula. So it's a little bit of a difficult experience to feel like the whole thing is done. And I was wondering this also, Parshas Parim, Parshas Chodesh, the Yisod V'Shorash Avoda says that a person should be besimcha atzuma ala Geula asida, which is very hard to swallow because it didn't happen yet. So how are you supposed to have simcha and thank Hashem for the geula that's going to come to be mitzapa le geula and all these things? So I thought, mashalam adam adoma, if somebody were to walk up to you and say they were going to give you $25,000, would you be excited? So it depends. If the person really has a lot of money and keeps his word, so you would be thrilled. You would be dancing already at that point, besimcha atzuma. But if you had your doubts, maybe he doesn't have the money, or maybe he's not going to keep his word. So if we go from B'torah Safek to B'torah Vadai, in our Amunah B'Hashem, that we could go in the wheelbarrow cross, no matter what, just jump in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ika Lo Lefached Klal, it's that narrow bridge, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the rest of it for us, then we could have a Vadai, the Geula Asida is coming. And with that, will be by Aminu Ba'Hashem U'Moshe Avdai. I turn it over to our Mashpiyim Rebbeim from Eretz Yisrael.
It's hard to fight with the reunion. It's always very, very moving to come to the Yeshiva and see the glowing alumni of the Yeshiva. I wasn't here last year, Pesach, but we used to do this every year. So it's 2 years out, and I see so many new faces. And to think that how many faces and how many neshamas, how many amazing guys I've been able to see on an annual basis around Pesach time to see where they're holding is a tremendous, tremendous chizuk. And you guys are heroes. I heard from somebody here that the Torah Shraga alumni run the place. You bring life to the place. You're the fortress. You're the pillars of the Beis Medrash. And the truth is, I saw it with my own eyes tonight, Baruch Hashem, and I see it. I look around the room, and I look at every single one of your faces, and I see Mamash B'nai Torah. And the question is, what is the terminology B'nai Torah? So I heard over Shabbos, and somebody, Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, he's darshing the Gemara and Brachas about a Ben Olam Haba. What does it mean to be a Ben Olam Haba? What does it mean to be a Ben Olam Haba? I'm saying we're not in Olam Haba. What does it mean to be a Ben Olam Haba? So you wanted to say, based on the ideas, somebody is a Ben Bias, right? Somebody is a Ben Bias. So what does it mean, Ben Bias? That he has to be in the house all the time? No, it doesn't mean he has to be in the house all the time. It means that he has to have a strong connection to the house. He's called a Ben Bias. So what does it mean that somebody's a Ben Olam Haba? It's somebody who has a connection to Olam Haba. He's not worried about this world. He's not focused on this world. He's concerned about the next world. So what does it mean to be a Ben Torah? What does it mean to be a Ben Torah? Ben Torah means somebody who has a connection to Torah. It could be he's involved in secular pursuits. But his shorashim, his roots, his connection is to Torah. And the truth is, I was zocher this today. I didn't have Wi-Fi, so the only shiurim that I had on my phone was Rav Malach Biederman from Parshas Ve'era. So I was, whatever, I had to wait for my kids. They went to the airport. They took the phone with, you know, service here. Anyway, so he said over the following Orach Chaim HaKadosh, from the famous pasuk from Parash Ve'era, Klal Yisrael couldn't hear. They couldn't hear what Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about. Why? Because they were short in spirit, short in wind, and from the difficult work. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, listen to these words. I never heard them before, I never saw them before until today. Ulai ki litzach lo hayu b'nei Torah lo shamu. You know why they couldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? You know why they couldn't hear the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because they weren't b'nei Torah. They weren't plugged into Torah. That's why they're kotze ruach. Ki Torah marcheves libo shel adam. Torah widens the heart of the person. It makes you more of a receptacle to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to the Torah. If you're connected to Torah, we understand, we know from the yeshiva that the boys leave our yeshiva. All of you left our yeshiva. After a year and a half, 2 years, you left. But you know what? We didn't throw you into the desert. We didn't throw you into the forest. We didn't throw you into the lake. We didn't. We threw you into a place where there's so much opportunity for growth, so much opportunity for Torah. There is, and Baruch Hashem, I look around the room and I see B'nai Torah. Mamish, you're Marchiv Libo Shel Adam. And that's what the Torah is. And we understand, we know the realities. Reality is, you're talking about internships, you're talking about jobs, you're talking about, and you know what, and I've been coming here for years, and so many of the people that used to be sitting in this room are now outside the yeshiva environment. They're in the workforce. But you know what? There are so many Torah Shraga Lomnei Baruch Hashem that are B'nai Torah. And I look at you and I see, Baruch Hashem, you're the heroes of Klal Yisrael. Mamish, you're the heroes of the yeshiva. Every single one of you is a Ben Torah. I just want to say a few more things. I can go on. Somebody said, I just spoke to one of the guys here. I said, I don't want to speak for so long. He said, no, speak. The guys need the chizuk. I mean, I can go on and on. But last week when I was driving, I like my Torah Anytime app. And when I'm nervous about getting pulled over, and you know, I don't want to search for exactly the right shit that I want. I just see whatever's there, and I clicked it. So I never heard Rabbi Jeremy Golker, Baruch Hashem. We've had a number of amazing boys from England lately. They told me that he's very good. So I clicked it, and he told over the following story about Rivera wine. And then my father-in-law happened to say it over the table the Shabbos. It's a painful story, but it's MS. Apparently, Rivera Wine was on some sort of speaking engagement in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, where he grew up. And he went to some sort of eatery, some sort of restaurant. And he noticed that there was a guy in the back chopping up the meat and chopping up the vegetables or something like that. And he took a close look at this gentleman. And he said, you know, Moish? Like, I don't know what his name was. Is it Moish? Is that you? He said, yeah. He's like, oh, so you're the owner of the place? He said, no. He said, What are you? He said, yeah, I cut up the vegetables, I prepare the food. You? Do you know that when we were in school, all the rabbeim, all the time, we all thought you were going to be like the next girl at the door. We thought you were going to be like the next big rub in Chicago. We thought you had so much potential. And the man turned to Rivera Wine and said, but nobody told me. Nobody told me. Rabbi Yisai, I'm looking at every one of you, and I'm telling you, you could be that person. You could be the... I'm not saying you can be the next big rabbi in Chicago. I'm not saying that. But you can be the biggest Ben Torah that you can be. You can be a tremendous Ben Torah.
Why not?
They could be the biggest rabbi in Chicago. They could be. I'm asking. They could be the biggest rabbi in Chicago. It could be. Okay. Okay, Lamaisa, everybody in this room could be Zericha to be the biggest rabbi in Chicago. You could be the biggest rabbi in New York. You could be. Right? He's right. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a vote of time and sign it, sir. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the sky's the limit. Rabbi Yisai, or even happens to be right. But if your goals right now are to progress in business, you can be the biggest, biggest Ben Torah. When? In the morning, early morning Seder, you can steig. Nights are you can steig. There's so many opportunities for growth. Rabbi Yisai, don't sell yourself short. And I know it's hard. We know it's hard. We know. We understand. And trust me. We understand the sinners that the guys go through. But you can be that guy. No, we believe in you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you so many opportunities for growth. Yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending all of us nisyonos and challenges. For sure. They're challenges. But we believe in you. You're obeying, believe in you. And most importantly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in you. And all you have to do is turn to him. I recently heard the Brisker Rav, whenever he needed something, what did he say? Lishul Sok, Yivisi Hashem. Whenever he was in a difficult situation, Hashem, for your salvation do I hope. Lishul Sok, Yivisi Hashem. Rabbi, we're not living, this Rav who was giving the Shabbos Gadol Drasha, he said, forget about davening. Who can live life, forget about the importance of davening, who can live life without the Rebbeinu Shalom? Who can live life without the Rebbeinu Shalom? Life is complicated. There are tremendous nisyonos. But guess what? A Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't leave you alone. You know what? I'll just say over that mashal and we'll close with this. And I think hopefully we'll get the message across. There's a story, you may have heard this already, about this outstanding emergency room doctor. He's outstanding, young, brilliant, sharp, lightning, mamish, diagnosis very, very fast. He was great. And he was taking over the emergency room. And the head of the emergency room, his supervisor, told him, listen, we're trusting you with the emergency room, but you should just know that if things get too hectic and you're not able to take care for all the patients, all you have to do is pick up this phone, call for backup, and right away we'll send in more doctors. And the guy was doing great. He was flying every night. He was doing a great job. Lo and behold, after a few months of outstanding service and outstanding care, it was a crazy night. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to save somebody's life because he was too busy with somebody else, and the person passed away. And there was a court case because there's a malpractice situation, and he's on trial, and he says, what do you mean? I was working like a dog. I didn't sleep in 30 hours. I was on 14 coffees. I couldn't function. And you're going to sit here and tell me I'm going to be guilty of manslaughter? They said, yeah, you know why? Because you didn't call for backup. You didn't call for reinforcement. You thought you can do it all by yourself. Rabbi said, that's our lives. We're going into Pesach, the feeling of Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mom is right there next to us. He's with us. Right? He took us out in Kanfin Yeshorim. Anybody who doesn't believe in what happened in Mitzvah Mitzrayim, he Emel Chalabit, Toys Moshe says the Ramban. Rabbi Yisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ran the world by creation. He ran the world by Mitzvah Mitzrayim. And guess what? He's running the world today. And he knows your struggles. He knows where you're holding life. He knows it. But all he says is try. If you try to purify yourself, I will help you. So says the Lord, creator of the universe and the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. I just heard a Murray that can think today. I think it's the Pri Chodesh. He says, why don't we say the great bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'avasinu Ba'im Bazmanazeh? Right? Beautiful bracha. We say it on Hanukkah and on Purim. Sha'asa Nisim Ba'im Bazmanazeh. Why don't we say it? Because it's not Nisim. It's Yeshua. It's in a higher Madriga. It's not just Stam Nisim. It's Yeshua. Mom is salvation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Like that. Not a problem. Bechlal. And guess what? He took us out of Mitzrayim. He could take all of us out of any situation we're in. Yeshua Scha Kivisi Hashem. And Rabbi Yisai, we love you. We're proud of you. And all we want, the only thing I, on behalf of a singer who comes here every week to give us all chizik, and our union, of course, Rabbi Yisai, all we want is we believe in you to continue to be B'nai Torah. That doesn't mean every single second, although it will be Kedai. And even if you're not connected to Torah every single second, you could still be the biggest Rabbanim all across America. There's no Shaila B'chlal. But listen to these words, Orach Hayim. Ulai Kiditzach Lohi B'nai Torah. You weren't B'nai Torah. You know why? You know why that guy's doing X? You know why that guy's doing Y? You know why he's doing Z? Because he's no longer Ben Torah. He's not connected to the Torah. But if you stay connected to the Torah, right? What's going to happen? Marcheves liba shalom. It'll make you wide, not wide in a bad way, but wide open, and it'll make your heart able to accept the kedusha and the words of Moshe Rabbeinu Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi says, "Our bracha and our tefillah, we should always zeicha to continue to grow as bnei Torah, and that will marchev your lev, and you'll always be able to overcome your nisayonos. And together, beis Hashem, we'll be zeicha to see the gula shem Moshe Rabbeinu. Have a gevaldik night and gevaldik Pesach and chapa rein." You will have Ben Azman and Gavada. Look at you. You know, a guy says, oh, I'm so busy in YU. I have so much going on. I've got midterms for 8 weeks. It's the middle of the Zman. How do you have midterms for 8 weeks? It's the Stira Min Ayubay. How do you have midterms for 8 weeks? It's crazy. But guess what? You have now at least 2 weeks, right? At least a week and a half. At least a week and a half of Yom Tov. A time to steig. Rabbi Yisai, actually, who said it? I said it to Eitan Hariri. One more word. It says, right, says Rav Kaufman Zatzal, who lived till the ripe age, if I'm mistaken, of Shiva in Switzerland, to 805. Says the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo by the Tochacha. Because you didn't serve Hashem from the good stuff. What does it mean, good stuff? When you're on vacation, when you have free time, Because when you show your true colors, you're right, in a chanami, when you have a lot of things going on in your life and your responsibilities, it's hard to knock this time for learning. But Rabbi Yisai, we're coming into a yontif, a time of gula, is managula. The kedusha of Leha Seder, the koyach ha-tfil of Leha Seder, as many of you, I'm sure, have heard the stories of Nitzak al Hashem, it's the time for this Mesugal, Kana ben Shoyo, by the Manish Tana, a mamash, a night of Yeshua, as we said, not a time of Nisan, it's one of Yeshua, Bechlal v'prat, Rabbi Yisai, what was I saying? I was telling you this word. I was telling you, how do you know? Why were they punished? Because there were the times of simcha, the times of free time, they didn't serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yisai, take advantage of your free time. Take advantage of the Kedusha of the days of Pesach. You don't have anything else to worry about. Grow and grow and grow through Pesach, through Yom HaSfirah, and Vayter and Vayter, and continue bring Nachas to your Rebbeim, to your Yeshiva, to your parents, and most importantly, to your Creator, to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hatzlachas.
Anybody wants to leave, feel free to leave. It's late at night already. I want to echo the beautiful words of Rabbi Goldschmidt Shlita and Rabbi Singer Shlita. It's a tremendous delight to be here, to see all the faces, the more recent faces, the faces that we haven't seen in a little bit of a while. Shout out to the guys that are not in officially in NYU, but somehow managed to find a way uptown once or twice a week or more than that, Baruch Hashem. It's a great, great zechus to be here, to see and to watch you, and I totally agree with every word that Rabbi Goldschmidt said. Every single word. I want to share with you a quick idea that I hope will be able to help us all get into the Pesach mindset. The Torah calls Pesach Chag HaMatzos, the holiday of matzah, which is very, very funny. Funny, maybe it's not funny. It's not funny, but it's alarming. It's astounding. It's shocking. Call it Chag HaPesach, maybe. Chag HaMatzos? How much matzah do you have to eat on Pesach to be able to the mitzvah? Kazayis, two kazayisim according to the Rush on the first night of Pesach. If you're in Chutz Laretz, which we all are in right now, Halavai won't be for Pesach. Maybe for two nights of Pesach, two kazayisim times two. Two the first night, four kazayisim, eight kazayisim. After the first night is over, the matzos are over. B'pshuto, the Gra says, is a mitzvah to eat matzah all week long. Good idea, nice thing to do, wonderful. Chag HaMatzos? Why is it called Chag HaMatzos? What's matzah? What's behind the matzah? What's behind the name Chag HaMatzos that's supposed to help us understand what the Yontif is all about? I this past Shabbos I was zocheh to be in Toronto, and I was zocheh. The Rosh Shalom was mazmin me to the Sefer Derech Hashem of Ramchal. And Ramchal has a beautiful description and a depiction about what matzah means and what matzah is about, and perhaps according to what he says, we can understand why the Torah feels the need to call the Yontif Chag HaMatzos. He says very simply that bread is the normal food for sustenance of humanity. That's what people eat, bread. Most people eat bread. If you're on a carb diet, maybe you don't eat so much bread. But bread is like, that's what people eat. People eat bread. That's the food that you eat. Why? That's what naturally fits for human beings. That's the natural food for man. If you let nature take its course and let bread rise and do its thing, bread's going to become bread. It's going to rise and become bread. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and he said the following: until Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were natural. We were like every other people of the entire world. And we were to eat bread like they eat bread. They're natural, we're natural, we eat like they eat. But Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us and took us out of Mitzrayim and said, I don't want you to be natural. I want you to go against Teva. I want you to break the Teva. Don't let this become Chametz. Don't let things just become the way they're supposed to become. You have to overcome Teva because you're above Teva. You can't live that way all year long. That's too much. But beat the Teva. Break the Teva. That's what Matzah is about. Matzah is about not letting Teva take its course. Not letting nature do its thing. Not just going with the flow because that's what's done. Chazon Ish writes a beautiful thing in the Sefer Emunah B'Tochon. He writes that people think that there are many, many midos in the world. People think there's like the midah of Simcha, and the midah of Kas, and the midah of Kina, and Taiva, and it's true. But the Chazon Ish says that if you boil all of midos down to one midah, you can really boil all midos, all of one's character into one midah, one good midah and one bad midah. It's like the Chazon Ish. It's a beautiful Maramako. Says the Chazon Ish, all good midos, we'll start with bad, we'll go to, you know, Masna Begnus. All bad midos boil down to leaving nature alone. If a person just lets his nature take its course, he'll be the king of all bad midos. The king of the Gaiva, the king of Kas, the king of Kin, all the bad midos, just let things go. He will develop into the most unbelievable mushchas and terrible bar midos, just naturally, just let things go. And what's the source of all good midos, says the Chazon Ish? A person breaking his teva. Breaking your nature. Not letting yourself, you want to do something, just hold back a second. You have an urge to do X. Stop yourself before. Things are going to naturally become a certain way. Don't let them become a certain way. I have to share with you just a couple of quick anecdotes that I've experienced in my own personal life the past couple of days. Some of you may have heard, my nephew, my sister's second son, unfortunately, had a sudden bleeding in his brain out of nowhere in school last Tuesday. And he unfortunately was in an induced coma for the past 5 days since then. In the hospital, paralyzed. They forced him to be paralyzed and unfortunately stayed in for past 5 or 6 days. Healthy kid, totally fine, playing in school. Everything was totally normal, so to speak. I'll tell you his name, keep him in mind for tefillah. His name is Shimon Simcha ben Pnina Yehudis, and keep him in mind in your tefillah. But I want to share with you just some incredible matzah stories that my sister told me since he, unfortunately, since this happened. My sister has been in the hospital didn't leave his side for the past 6 days. She told me the following unbelievable things. She told me that I'm going to curb myself here. She said there's nurses came in all the time. A nurse came in, she said her name, I won't say her name, but she happened to be somehow distantly related to me. She said, listen, you know, until now, I haven't been covering my hair. But none of your sons are Fuah Shlema, Hishav Beschus, Hishav Fuah Shlema. I'm going to start. And next week when you see me, you'll see me with my hair covered. She came in this morning. Today's Monday. Came into the work with a sheitel on her head, covering her hair as a schus for my nephew's Fuah Shlema. Boom. Somebody else in my family who's struggling with whatever issue they're struggling with, the Yiddishkeit issue, before Shabbos, came out with a declaration that Beschus, Refuah Shlema for Shimon, they're going to take on something which they don't usually take on. Blitz, like out of nowhere. The family was like frozen. My sister told me that there's two kids in school. I said, you can't make these things up. Two kids in school that haven't spoken for 4 months. And the Rebbe pulled them aside and said, listen guys, Shimon's not feeling well. He's your classmate, your buddy in school. Maybe it's a good idea. And all of a sudden, like their hearts melted into each other, and they shook hands and spoke for the first time in 4 months in the school in Passaic where they were in. He sent the WhatsApp picture. I saw the picture with my own eyes to my sister of these two kids that hadn't spoken in months together, that spoke together. And on and on and on, and it's remarkable. The rallying that Klal Yisrael has done is unbelievable. I'm sharing these stories not just to show you how amazing Klal Yisrael is, but I think that they're really matzah stories. Sometimes it takes a big wake-up call for a person to have a matzah experience. We don't need that, hopefully, in our lives. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us Chag HaMatzos. It's called Chag HaMatzos. It's an opportunity for every single person in our life to try to just find something in our lives to break, to work on, to not let ourselves be swept away in, whatever the case may be. I don't know. Maybe for some people, minyan in the morning is challenging. Hopefully not, but maybe the, you know, I don't know, there's an 8:30 minyan, it's convenient in my building. Maybe there's 9 o'clock minyan. Maybe there's a 9:30 minyan. Maybe there's not, I don't know. My son keeps reminding me, it's been Azmanim, Abba, how come you're waking me up at 7:45 in the morning to go to the shul? I tell him, because we're in Fairland, and that's the latest show in town. I wish there was another option for you, son. Rabbi Goldstein mentioned we're going to go home to our house as soon as Mirtz Hashem, many of us, for Pesach. A lot of the challenges that we don't usually face, we're going to face family challenges, people questioning us, challenging us, parents, siblings, whatever the case may be. And it's a tremendous opportunity to work on our midos and to say, you know what? You're coming with me and saying, how come I'm doing this? I could list off 1, 2, 3, 4, a million things that you're doing wrong. But you know what? The Gemara says, Pasuk says, Tola Eretz Al Balima. The world is suspended literally in midair, in thin air, and nowhere. Outer space, that's where we are. Somehow, miraculously, we're standing. But if you think about like the whole world, we're just suspended in midair. That's the world. It's somewhere up in the, you know, we're in somewhere. I don't know where we are, but we're somewhere. Zokta Gemara, Tola Eretz Al Blima. No, Tola Eretz, Hashem suspends the world. Al Misha Bolim Piv B'Shas Meriva. On a person who has a great comment to come back on somebody else, but holds it in. Hashem says, for him, the whole world is kedai to be suspended. Tola Eretz Al Blima, Al Misha Bolim Piv B'Shas Meriva. I don't know if this is what the Ramchal meant when Derech Hashem when he described what Matzah is about or why this was called Chag HaMatzos, but it's hard all year long maybe to act on this Madriga, to be on a Madriga where we're breaking Teva, not letting Teva take its course and do its thing. Pesach is a Zman, it's very, very Mesugal. Pesach is a Zman where people step up and we're able to go beyond. Pesach means to skip, to be medalig ala harim, to jump. And sometimes on Pesach we can accomplish things that we can't accomplish all year long. And Emuna for sure is one area, and other areas I mentioned for sure there's what to work on. But certainly in the world of Midos as well, it's an opportunity of at least a yearly opportunity, maybe of a lifetime, to start the year off right, with the right attitude, not to let ourselves just be taken away by Teva. I'm going to really end with this, Benedetta, that we... I want to say one Jew in this room I spoke to before mentioned to me that he came off the boat, off the plane, and he went to a certain, he got out of the airport, and he saw one billboard that had something which was inappropriate, and then the next billboard had something inappropriate. He's like, oh my gosh, welcome home, or unwelcome home, or whatever you want to say. Definitely not the most posh welcome home that he experienced. Teva around us is not so posh. It's not a simple world we live in. It's not an easy world that you guys are trying to weather. It's not pushit. But you could do it, and you are doing it. I look around the room and I see that you guys are doing it with mamash with flying colors. And as Rabbi Goldschmidt mentioned, it's a tremendous chizuk, tremendous inspiration for me, for us to see this and to witness this. And Hashem should give us all the kalach and siyat d'shmaya to become Emes Abali Midos in the sense of the Chazanish, in the sense of breaking our Midos, in the sense of working on ourselves and finding areas that we can just take small steps that are really giant steps. Maybe sometimes even in the Pesach spirit, skipping steps even, to help us become those the real Emes of Bnei Torah that Rabbi Goldstein was discussing before, describing before. We should be zochet to have all the Hashpa of Pesach, all the Chizuk of Pesach. We should have Siyat Nishmaya, the Pesach shouldn't just come and go, but it should enter into us deep, deep. We should carry the spirit of Pesach with us, Pesach and Shavuos and the entire year. And we should be Zocheh Be'ez Hashem to be real Emes of Bnei Torah. Thank you very much. Shkoyach to everybody. Chakosha V'Sameach.